Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
May the 4th be with you, which was one of my least favorite things of all time. I don't know why people do it all. It's just so dumb. I do like the bobbleheads, though. As you got a Giancarlo Stanton, May the 4th be with you, Star Wars bobblehead at the stadium yesterday. Of course, no Stanton. It does sound like he's going to start hitting off live pitching, though. So any month now, we should expect Stanton back. Who knows? And that's the problem with both with the Yankees right now is the injuries and their starting pitching is obviously ugly. May the 4th be with you for both teams. The Mets, after getting winning the opening game of the series and kind of having another offensive explosion on Friday night, get rained out Saturday and drop both games against the Cardinals on Sunday of a doubleheader. And the New York Yankees, after winning Friday night, on the back of Max Fried, who's been unbelievable. I mean, where would the Yankees be? I mean, they've won every one of his starts. And I mean, they're under 500 on days that Max Fried doesn't start. So he has been huge for them. So has Paul Goldschmidt, who hit a three-run home run that won them the game. But the Yankees' back-to-back series losses against the Baltimore Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays. And there's a lot of different things to discuss. Obviously, the injuries are killing them, right? They don't have, Chisholm, who's gone down with three different oblique injuries. Volpe gets his shoulder hurt late in the game on Saturday, which was a killer loss. The game Saturday probably hurt more than the game Sunday. The game Saturday, they had an opportunity to win that game. Yarbrough steps in. There's another injury right there. They have to push back Clark Schmidt. That scares the hell out of you. That's really the main thing. Like, we can get down to breaking down the games, and I will if you want, and we'll get to the Boone decision, which I think is overblown, although I disagree with him. This is where my Yankee shill comes out, because I disagree with what he did. I just think that's like... the reaction to having a, like, when Mendoza does something we disagree with, which I think you could argue leaving in Tidwell as long as he did, you could disagree with. You could disagree with any move that doesn't work, I suppose. But whenever we disagree with the Yankee manager, it's that he's a moron who has no idea what he's doing. And that we laugh at him and that his logic and what he said in the postgame is just doesn't make any sense. None of that is true. Everything Boone said in the postgame and his logic makes perfect sense. I just happen to disagree with him. But every time he makes a bad decision, it's like, oh my God, what an absolute moron and a disgrace. And he's the reason the Yankees will never win a World Series. Like, it drives me absolutely up a wall. But I got to stop focusing on that and just tell you what I think. And I think Boone made a mistake. We'll get to that. But really, the problem is with this Yankee team, right? And we'll get into more specifics. But the main thing right now, and I'm frustrated with these two series, and I'm frustrated with the way they played. But here's the bottom line. This isn't the team. Like, they're dealing with so many injuries right now. They don't have Jazz. Volpe goes down. And by the way, Volpe, I love him. And I've talked up his defense all the time about how great defensively he is, even during his offensive struggles. I know he was injured the play before. But as great as he is defensively, Volpe has a real bad tendency of making errors at the worst freaking time late in the game. It happens a lot. Obviously, a couple times for Clay Holmes. He was terrible behind Clay Holmes last year. And he has an opportunity. I don't know if it's a double play. And that's why I don't know if it necessarily wins them the game on Saturday making that play. I have a feeling the run still scores from third. But Volpe boots a ball that has an opportunity to end the inning and give the Yankees moving forward to still have the lead. He's been having moments like that, but he's not available in this game. You've got Jazz, who's now on the IL. The infield is a complete mash unit other than Paul Goldschmidt, who's been great. Cookie Carrasco is not a major league starter. Will Warren is proving, unfortunately for him, despite having pretty good stuff, he doesn't trust it. He doesn't attack enough. And he was not very good yesterday, and I don't know if he's a major league starter. So when you think of it, right now, they've got Clark Schmidt just coming back from injury and already having a soreness in his shoulder or whatever it was, soreness in his side, rather, and he needed to be pushed back, and hopefully he'll start Tuesday. But you've got Reyes in the lineup. You've got Vivas in a big role right now. You've got no Giancarlo Stanton. Hopefully he'll come back. Like, this team, we can say whatever we want about it, and certainly Bellinger's been disappointing. Jazz before the injury was even disappointing. Volpe's been disappointing. I'm not telling you it's a great team. What I'm telling you is despite all its flaws, this is a first-place team. A first-place team that is not nearly what it's going to be when it comes down to competing for a championship. They have the deadline, and they have a ton of guys coming back. In the bullpen alone, they have Cousins, who's going to throw tomorrow to Giancarlo Stanton, apparently. So you got Cousins coming back. You obviously got, I'm losing my mind. The other hard thrower who's hopefully coming back, Jonathan Loaisiga at the back end of the bullpen. You have Luis Gil, who's coming back. They're going to add somebody at the deadline. You've got DJ LeMay, who at least, and I'm not thrilled about DJ LeMay, don't get me wrong, but at least he gives you a serviceable backup. They don't have anything. That's part of the reason why Boone made the decisions he has. He has nobody. He's got nobody on the bench, and he was carrying dead weight in Anthony Volpe. There's nobody on the team. Reyes sucks. Vivas is just getting started as a prospect. There's nobody on this team. There's no right-handed bats. Cabrera sucks right-handed. And everybody's making a big stink. We can get into this maybe a little bit too. Everyone's making a big stink about Dominguez and how many games off he has. Well, right now, the one place they've got a bunch of guys is the outfield, right? Grisham's played so well, he needs to play. Judge can't sit. He's the best player in the world. And you're trying to get Bellinger going. He's got to be a big part of the offense. And Dominguez stinks right-handed, so he's going to get days off right-handed, and he's going to get the occasional day off against right-handed pitching where he hit left-handed just because you're trying to circulate the outfield. Like, right now, the team is incomplete. And maybe they never become complete. I'm open to that. Maybe the injuries keep piling, and we never see a complete Yankee team or anything close to it. But it's hard to get that upset, and I'm upset that they lost these last two series. I am. And there are certain things that are troubling. But certainly for the Mets, it's hard to get upset with how well they've played, even though it's been a bad 10-stretch game. And even for the Yankees, as ugly as it's been, and, you know, the record right now at 19-16, I believe. Let me just double check. It's 19-15 or 19-16? 19-15, rather. I'm sorry. 19-15, two games up in first place without two-thirds of a rotation, without an infield, and with big guys missing in the bullpen, including, and your top closer that you brought in a trade, is just finding himself after having the worst stretch of his entire career. Like, that's where the Yankees are right now. When I look at the Yankees, I don't see the team that they're going to be moving forward with. They have a bunch of stuff they need to fix, don't get me wrong. And all the things that might be that I'm expecting to come back might not come back or might get hurt again or someone else will get hurt. But right now, they don't have Jazz. I don't even know if Volpe's going to play.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They still don't have Stanton, who's probably a month away at least. They still have Cookie and Warren in the rotation. Like, it's hard to win games. It's hard to win series when two of the three starters, I don't care who it's against, Tampa Bay or anybody else, is Ryan Yarbrough and Warren. Or Warren and Cookie Carrasco. Like, it's tough to win that series when you have two deadbeats throwing the ball. So the Yankees need a lot. And they're still in first place by two games. Like, if they were 9-15 and 6 games behind a scorching Red Sox team, who, by the way, everybody told me was better. Oh, no, the Red Sox are better than the Yankees this year. Red Sox are better than the Yankees this year. And they have a better manager. So they got a better team and a better manager, and yet two games worse at only .500. But I'm sure there's reasonable excuses for them. The Yankees, it's all Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. And I'll get to the Aaron Boone thing, which to me, I mean, I sometimes it gets a little nonsensical to go over every situation, but Aaron Boone in that inning, in the eighth inning, like with bases loaded, nobody out, to me, made a big mistake. He's got a scar coming up, bases, they're down four runs. It's 7-3, they're down 4 runs, bases loaded, and up comes the backup catcher. You have Rice on the bench. You have Wells on the bench, obviously. To me, that's the at-bat of the game. Right? That's the at-bat of the game. That's the at-bat where if you put in Rice or you put in Wells, they're forced to pitch to him. It's bases loaded, nobody out. They have to attack your two of your best hitters there. One of the better options. Certainly you put up Rice, which I think was the intention. You put up Rice, you got one of your better hitters this season in a big spot, bases loaded. To me, that's the inning. You get a base hit there, you get something there, now you're off. Like, to me, and he talked about waiting to bring up Rice later in the game after decisions went a certain way, because he waited until Rice was the tying run. It is the tying run there. It's the tying run. It's bases loaded, nobody out. And to me, that's the swing point of the inning, and I can't allow it to be killed with a double play by a weak-hitting backup catcher. Like, I can't let that happen. Now, I know you're not expecting a double play, and worse than that, you're not expecting a 1-2-3 double play, which is the worst freaking case scenario. But in my mind, that's a mistake. I want to attack right there. But having said that, I understand his logic. People go crazy and act like he's not making sense. They don't have Anthony Volpe. They've already pinch hit Vivas Ferreyros, who's up next. They don't have another infielder. Escara is the last infielder they could put up. So if you pinch hit for Escara, that's it. You don't have another move. If Wells goes up there, or Wells or obviously Rice goes up there and strikes out or pops up, I don't have another move to pinch hit for the lesser hitters than even Escara. Reyes has zero hits heading into that. Vivas has zero hits in his career at that point. And then you got Peraza after Cabrera. Peraza stinks against right-handed pitching. Escara is, of those three players, Escara, Vivas, and Peraza, who Cabrera sandwiched in the middle, and that's who he ends up pitching him for. Like, those three hitters, Escara is the better hitter. He's the guy who's had the better spring. He's been better. I do trust him over those guys. I just think the spot right there is to go attack and try and win the game and make a big hit, and I'll live with what you have to do with after that. I want the impact moment right then and there with nobody out. That's when I want the impact moment. But the idea that it's crazy or it makes no sense or his excuse doesn't make... People get all hung up, well, oh, why not catcher for catcher? It's not about the catcher. It's not about who's going to catch next inning. They do have Rice or Wells to catch. It's about who's going to play the infield. And he wanted to pinch hit for the lesser hitters. Because if Escara strikes out or pops up or just gets an out, you're going to have Rice there for Vivas. And it's going to make sense because Vivas is the worst hitter compared to Escara. It's crazy. They're both the same. He's just had more at-bats at the major league level, so he trusted him. Like, it makes sense. He doesn't have anywhere else to go. And then once the double play comes, it ruins the inning. The double play ruins the inning. Now the tying run isn't at the plate, so you're not going to pinch hit for the home run. Then Vivas gets the hit. And once he does that, and now it's a tying run again being brought up to the plate, that's when you pinch hit. And they walked him to pitch to Peraza, who couldn't be pinch hit for. I get it, but you know what? If Cabrera makes the last out and we never see Rice, we're all complaining about that too. The double play ruined the inning. Escara, with bases loaded, nobody out, could do almost anything else. And the Yankees would have and Aaron Boone would have a reasonable option that we'd all be okay with moving forward. The double play kills the inning. That's on Escara. I would have pinch hit for him. I understand why he didn't, and it makes sense. I just happen to disagree. I put more value on that at bat with the bases loaded, nobody out. You're getting the tying run at the plate. You're getting everything you want. Go get it. I disagree with Aaron Boone strongly. I'm not letting Escara blow the inning with a double play. I'm not doing it. I want my best guys there now. He could hit into a double play, even if it's just a normal double play and a run scores. It's better, but it still kind of ruins the inning. I don't want to ruin the inning before my better option has a chance to break the game open or get back in the game. That's where I disagree with him. But you're all getting confused with the idea, what do you mean he doesn't have defense? What do you mean? It's a catcher for catcher. It's like, you're not getting it. Aaron Boone explained it perfectly in the postgame. He made plenty of sense. He's just wrong. He's not stupid. He's not incompetent. It's not that it doesn't make sense. It's not that, oh my God, he's talking nonsense. No, he's talking sense. He's not an idiot. He's just wrong. I disagree with him. And it was a frustrating loss, and it's back-to-back frustrating losses. But I got to be honest with you. Maybe when you consider expectations and the injuries that they got devastated with right before the season started and they continue to get devastated with, I have a real tough time. And call me whatever you want to call me. Call me the shill. You have a better argument with my pushback on Aaron Boone than you do with the success of the Yankees. They're two games ahead in first place. They're 19 and 15. Before these two series, they were six games over 500 and on pace for 94 wins. The rest of the American League stinks. Everyone thought, oh, the Texas Rangers, they're better than the Yankees, the Texas Rangers. They're 17 and 18. with a run differential of minus 18. The Athletics, the A's have a better record. The A's have a better record. The Seattle, 7 games over .500. Oh, boy, that Seattle Mariner team. No way the A's could beat them. Oh, the upstart Detroit Tigers. They're a solid team, 22-13. Okay, they can't beat the Tigers. Like, right now, the Yankees are a shell of themselves. They have nobody. They have two pitchers in a rotation that don't belong in baseball. They're still waiting for a bunch of guys to come back, and there's the deadline. The team that you are watching on a daily basis is not the team that is going to compete for a championship. And yet there's still 2 games above .500 in first. Four games above .500 and 2 games ahead in first place. Like, it's hard to be that upset. Even though I did not like this last week. And you can, and we talk about this all the time. The record against the bottom tier of the division is uber important. And despite, you know, winning 3 of 4 the last time they played Tampa and winning 2 out of 3 against Toronto and still having a winning record in the division as of right now, losing these last two series in the manner in which they lost them is extremely frustrating, and things better change and they better figure out what they're going to do with these injuries. I don't know how long Jazz is going to be gone. I don't know what the significance is. I know all the stuff has come back clean for Volpe, but there's an issue there. And right now, they don't have better options until Luis Gil comes back to help in the rotation. And that's the problem. You want to talk about the problem with the New York Yankees? Yeah, the offense isn't as good. Bottom of the lineup has no, and especially now without Jazz and Volpe, bottom of the lineup stinks against right-handed pitching in particular. But to me, it's every 2 out of every 5 days you're throwing incompetent starters. That is the major problem with the New York Yankees right now.
May the 5th now, but yeah. In honor of May the 4th, these are not the Yankees you'll be rooting for.
There you go.
That's the force be with you, right?
It is. All right, let's get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. If you want to break down that Boone decision any further, we can. You can call me whatever you want, the Yankee shill. This is where my shill does come out, I have to admit. Because even when I disagree with him, I feel like I have to back him up. I'm an Aaron Karen. That's right. Maybe we should do a segment. Aaron Karen. Because that is, I have to admit, I'm fair in my criticisms. I understand who I am and who I'm not. I disagree with Aaron Boone yesterday. I flat out disagreed with him. I tweeted it immediately. I disagreed with him. But then the reaction I see, and I know, but from podcasts and from everything, like, the reaction is he's a moron who has no idea what he's doing. I'm like, his post game made perfect sense. I understand exactly what Aaron Boone was saying. Every move Boone makes is the wrong one. Every move.
Every move.
I just, it's like the overreaction that he's incompetent is so silly. He made a decision I disagree with. Every manager does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.